from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Good start to the second half for the Giants. They go into Colorado and take one.
I was like, what are you sipping on?
You know how you can, that's, you know how you know when a team is bad?
The record?
When their fans say, after a loss, well, we didn't lose any ground.
Yeah, they ain't gaining either.
Trading deadline on July 30th, 8 days away. They're 48-52. Oh, but they're right there.
2-3 to the Rockies.
Yeah.
Couldn't score more than three runs, three consecutive days.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't understand where the offense is. Why is it not materialized? We talk about the staff, the pitching, and Birdsong was in his bag, you know, with the strikeouts yesterday. But good God, man, this offense is just putrid.
So what do you do, Goo?
Well, I'm about to pay you your bet on the Soler. He ain't hitting 30.
He hit homer yesterday.
Well, yeah. Would that put him at 8?
11.
Yeah, but I need 30.
He needs 19 in 100 games.
Boy. So I don't know. I don't know. They got to get hot. We're almost, they'll go to the warm city weathers, the warm cities, and that offense will come around. But that just was not what I thought. And every time I see Webb penciled in to start, like Saturday, Steiny, I'm at Chaplin's, Santana Row, watching the game, and I'm like, Webb, this is, and it's not his fault. Webb, they're going to win this game. And the offense gave him nothing.
Yeah, they're not even 500 when Webb starts.
Yeah, dude, and they're under four. They're four under now. The Pirates, who are they by? They're just a bunch of teams that they're chasing. Arizona, San Diego, the Pirates, the Mets, the Cardinals.
But yet.
Go ahead, tell me. I'll put it in the cap. This is why I love myself. The math is still there. Mm-hmm. Applies for the 2024 Giants.
Yeah. They're in 10th place right now.
I got you, but mm-hmm. three back of the last spot.
And we did this with the Warriors.
Yep, we did.
And how'd that work out?
It has no bearing on how this is going to work out.
You're right, because this team's not as good as the Warriors.
All I got for the Giants, partner, is the math is still there. But good Lord.
Oh, yeah. No,
Snell tonight in L.A.
By the way, how about
two good starts in a row?
I don't know if you can feel it, Goo, but I certainly can. I came into the city this morning, and it was electric. The city was electric. Giants fans talking about that third wild card. Let me tell you something. It has invigorated this fan base with passion and optimism like I've never seen before. I mean, this third wild card has everybody buzzing. And I'll tell you what, I know there are four games under 500, but boy, Giants fans can't be feeling much better. They're still in this thing, and there's three spots up for grabs. I mean, it's been electric. Orange and black all day long.
I'm going to give you a standing O for that, but I'll tell you what.
Because never.
They're just boring. That's a fact. But even if they get to the third wild card.
Yeah. They're only three out.
And imagine if you didn't have the third wild card and they were nine out. The season, basically, from a baseball fan perspective, it would be like, man, I really got to watch them. I love the game. But now, at least they're still three out. And if they get their act together.
If they were eight out, there would be no less enthusiasm for this team than there is right now at three games out.
Well, I would say to you, partner, that's a baseball problem more than
sure.
Yeah,
it is.
But at least, Donnie, like, we're going to watch tonight. The game has meaning.
Well, you might.
No,
and you can.
It's the Dodgers and Snell. Come on now, Ohtani.
Oh.
Boy, I wish the Giants had an Ohtani.
There we go again.
What? I can give credit where...
Stop living in the past. They didn't get him. Don't get guys like Ohtani.
Well, maybe this offseason they'll get somebody.
Who? You don't believe that.
Shout out Temple Owls.
That's the Giants' problem, is you don't believe that. And rightfully so. You're very pragmatic.
What's their biggest problem to you, really, though? When you hear, honestly, Stoney, and even when you catch it in it, what do you think their biggest issue is?
Mediocrity top to bottom.
But they try to go spin.
Oh, yeah, they try.
I got to give Farhan that. It's obviously not working. But, man, I guess what do you do now?
Obviously, there's nothing to do.
And Melvin getting tossed yesterday at the – I don't know why I thought that was whack. I'm like, I can't tell you ain't mad. I know you're mad at how your team's performing. But I'm not one of those dudes, Donnie, that I tell my kid, if you're upset, let it out. Don't let it fester. But he gets ran.
Who's upset?
But Melvin was about what happened the Saturday night. But you're telling me to move on. He's got to move on. But he got tossed. And then after the game, I'm on Twitter or whatever. Oh, Melvin really fired him up. They won. I'm like, it's the Rockies. You're trying to avoid
getting swept. Well, they lost their first two games.
I understand.
So do you make a distinction between Melvin flipping a spread, which you always want managers to do, and getting ejected before the game ever starts?
I'll take the spread.
Of course you will.
Yeah.
Of course you will.
Because that lets the players know he's mad at us, not the ump.
Well.
Steve, all right?
What was that?
My strike call.
Yeah, Giants lose two out of three in Colorado. I mean, seriously, there's nothing.
Man.
There's nothing to do if you're a Giants fan.
That's demoralizing.
They're demoralizing.
I'm so upset.
Why? Why?
Because they're better than this.
No, they're not.
I think they are.
Why would you think that?
Because they got some serviceable ball players, man.
Then don't make any moves, and we'll make a run in the second half.
Well, I'm not saying that. In the second half, has already started, even before the break. Time's running out. And I will say this. Who was in the World Series last year? The Arizona Diamondbacks, and they came from the third wild card. So it can be done, but every day, all what we keep talking about, the pitchers that are coming back, but what about the bats? Who's coming with the bats?
They don't have any hitting.
I'm like watching Soto on the TV. It's the Yankees
there we go.
Playing.
Here we go.
What?
Yeah. You don't
That's
have
better
Soto.
Than staring at you for 4 hours. I'm just saying, I'm watching him smash the ball out the park. The Giants have nothing remotely close like that.
And that's just hitting you?
Oh, no, it's been.
That's just hitting you. Like, sometimes when people go, what's wrong with it? Nothing.
See,
they're not good enough.
If you mean that, you're saying it all. And I believe you're telling the truth.
Well, why do you think they're better than this?
Because Soler.
Oh. What about him?
It's a collective, partner. They got some serviceable ball players.
Serviceable? You're answering your own questions. The Giants have serviceable ball players.
They got a top payroll, Stoney. So you feel Farhan just went spending to spend? Or he thought he was going to get a bang for his buck with a guy like a Soler? I don't know what you make of Chapman season. The glove, you know, it's just everybody's so-so. Except Ramos, who's kind of cooled down.
And
I'm not blaming him at all.
Who looked at this team before the year and said, we're not so-so? You were so-so at the start of the year.
Stoney, I don't think anybody had four games under 500 with 91 to play like that. Like, this was par for the course. It's disappointing.
Everybody had them this way.
Now, Vegas had them. I forget, they're almost 500 or 500. This is just, they're stale, And I don't know what to make of Doval. Now we got to throw a party when he closes a game, but it's just, I don't know what's going on. Something's off, and it's making me look at Melvin different, and I don't think that's fair. But Steiny, you got to get your troops ready, man. They're 2-3 to the damn Rockies to start the second half, going into 4 against right. the Dodgers.
And you just think they're good enough to go into Colorado and win 2 out of 3?
No, I think there's
a... Why? Right. Why would you think that?
Because they got Snell, who's back.
Well, he didn't pitch against Colorado.
You got Harrison. You got
Logan Webb lost in Colorado.
And those are the games, and it's bigger than Logan. But, Steiny, this team's can't hit its way out of a paper bag right now.
So why do you think they're going to the postseason?
Because I feel like they're underperforming.
Are you pandering to Giants fans?
What is that? Does that pay my bills?
Kind of.
How?
It keeps every Giants fan on your good side.
But where's the money come from? I'm about money.
The fans pay our salary. Oh. The listeners pay our salary just like they do in Major League Baseball.
Hey, real quick, Steiny, you know, I ain't done much of it today. You didn't ask me how my weekend went.
I went to the rooftop.
I went to the Lion's Den, a cigar lounge in San Francisco Saturday night. We had a driver. My friends are doing the day trading the stocks. They're making some money.
Go ahead and do it.
No, I'm like, I might have to quit betting and learn how to do the stocks, investing in I was at the table like, this is mind blowing. Kind of changed me a little bit, Carter. No, seriously, I may leave the sports alone. We'll talk about it. I will. But my boys are doing some things, and they're doing it through stocks and investments. And I was just sitting there like, wow. Didn't have to spend a dime.
Good luck with that.
Hey, Carter, I appreciate the love. I think some days my partner loves me, and then I was like, that just, he just, I can't make you love me.
All Giants fans are like you right now. There's nothing to do, honestly, except watch the team, cross your fingers, and hope they can start winning more than they're losing. That's all they can really do. And by the way,
but if you know you're underperforming, then
they're not. I don't believe they're underperforming.
You really don't.
Who the hell looks at this team and says, boy, we should be a top 5 team in the National League? Please. Come on, Goo. Look at that lineup.
I've given it more credit than it deserves, but I don't think we've seen the best of it. And all it takes is, and you're going to laugh, 7 out of 9, 8 of 10, to be right back in this thing, and then...
What do you mean? They are in it, I thought.
Yeah,
they're only 3 back.
But, you know, I don't feel good about it.
I know.
Anybody they play now, like the lowly Rockies, I'm like, even if Webb's pitching, so they can lose it. They'll find a way to lose this game. But the offense, more so than the pitching, Steiny, to me, and the bullpen ain't been nothing to write home about, but this offense just cannot score runs. And I don't understand. Soler's at the leadoff. He ain't your prototypical leadoff hitter, but all season it's been like we're trying to jumpstart him. And then guys that I think have professional at bats, even the Yazes, the Chapmans of the world, but it's everybody. It feels like guys in the Giants lineup will get hot individually, but it
sign
never
of a
sparks.
Bad team.
Wow.
It's a sign of a bad
never,
team.
It never spreads, you know? Guys will have individual, they'll get hot, but it doesn't. Yeah.
See, here's where
sign of a bad team.
Here's where, like, I'll just, you know, I'm literal. You said, Steiny, nobody had the Giants being 4 on. What are you talking about? Of course, many people had them 4 under after 100 games. Like, nobody thought they were going to be 60-40.
So you don't think up just today going into LA, snail pitching, this has been a disappointing season. Oh, I think it has been by far. Mark Willard, the Shaskies, Bontes, the Judd Lubman, they're not happy. And they should. I don't know who is, but you feel like you expected this. I don't think this low you expected.
What's the difference between 3 games over and 4 games below?
Oh,
they're mediocre. They're not even mediocre. And I don't want to bury them because I don't think they're out of it because the third wild card's there, but the other thing people don't realize is when you're 11, when you're 10th or 11th, you can win 3 out of 4 and leapfrog one team. That's it. And the way I look at it is if you're in 10th or 11th and you're 3 games back, it's really more like 5 or 6 back because you're never going to win and all five teams above you lose consistently. Yeah. Somebody's playing somebody else. And that team's going to, like, you're not going anywhere if you're a 500 team. You have to put together a winning streak at some point.
Well, I do have to say this because I'm a sports romantic. You don't need, when I'm just, you know, the pirate in me, Stani. You don't need those teams to lose at the same time every day. You need the team that occupies that last spot to lose. And that's how you gain.
And what about
handling your business?
And what about the seventh place team and the eighth place team and the ninth place team? Richie's in Queens. What's up, Richie?
That's our guy. I love Richie.
What's going on, Richie? How you doing, my man?
I tell you what, I just called you guys randomly, and I said to your producer, I said, I can't believe that they're talking Giant baseball.
Yeah.
And so I had to jump in.
Okay.
you guys are right on. God, am I shocked that they're four under? You know, they blew some games. Duvall has been killing us. I don't know what he is. I know he pitched well last night. But the big guys, you know, Snell not being there cost us three or four wins. Mm. You know, I mean,
yeah.
that was a big thing. And Webb is, like, taking a step back, and so is Hicks. But you guys called it. The offense is atrocious at times.
Oh, man.
I don't know what we got with Fitzgerald. Maybe we got a slight, it looks like a Trey Turner kind of build, and he's got some power.
That's a nice call.
He tore it up. He tore it up offensively with some home runs, but... You know, I'm glad they got rid of the shortstop that was there before. But Chapman has been atrocious, other than last night. Salah has been a tremendous disappointment. And Estrada, guys, has fallen off the map.
Yep.
Man. I think they're going to trade him. Man. I really do.
That's a good
idea. And you know what? You mentioned, I always said win your games. Which they're capable of, especially if their staff gets solid. Robbie Ray comes back now. Webb gets back on track. The kid looks like a stud. You know, I don't want to say I'm not going to compare him to the bums and the Lincecum, but he's 97 with a great curve. He's got movement. He looks really good. So I think he's going to get there. I think they're going to take Hicks out of the rotation. I mentioned last time about DFA, and I know he's got a big contract. Luke Jackson, I don't want to see him in there. But, you know, the kid Rodriguez has got talent. Miller has got talent. Obviously, the Rodgers boys, Walker. So I'm not that concerned too much about their bullpen. It's their offense.
It's bad.
They've got to be. Chapman is killing them, too. I'm very disappointed with him.
Yeah.
You know, he had a slow bat last year, and he hasn't proven anything. And I think Wade's hurt.
This to Stani, Richie, but I'll leave you with this one, too. We keep saying when Cobb and Ray come back, but you keep playing like this, losing two or three to Colorado, it might be too late when they get back. That's all.
Thanks, Richie. Well, appreciate the call.
Doesn't mean to cut you off, Rich.
See, I think that here's how you know when you have a team that isn't a contender or isn't a very good team. When a different thing is getting you beat every night.
Mm.
And, you know, when the Warriors were lousy back in the day, one night offensive rebounds would kill them. The next night they couldn't make threes. The next night they fouled too much. The next night they, their defense was terrible. The next night they turned the ball over too much. And that's what I see with the Giants. I don't see anything that they... Again, can hang their hat on. What kind of a team are they? What is their strength? What are they built on? It's 100 games into the year, and nothing has emerged other than individual players who are taking the step that, you know, Elia Ramos is.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be
the rotation and defense, Donnie, and I'm living in the past. There's no Bochy here, but I felt like you quivered a little bit, radio quivered when I said one guy gets going, but it's never infectious. How many games where we just watch them, even in a blowout where they're just knocking the cover off the ball, and if they do have that said game, it never translates to the next day. So I really believe, starting pitching-wise, you could say – hey, we've been hurt. But my goodness, the offense, and he mentioned Chapman, it's just, I don't get it. Runners in scoring position, they never take advantage of that to the utmost. But the math is still there, and that's all I got for you on the Giants, that they still got time.
Unlimited possibilities.
Colorado
hasn't been eliminated either.
Well, good luck with that.
Hey, don't forget, all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands in Lathrop. The 510's got a question for you, Goo. Chapman was an average hitter going back to the Oakland A's days. Yeah. Why does Guru keep bringing him up like he's Shohei or Tani Aaron Judge?
Because you kind of need him to be your version of that. You are so right, Chet. Hey, I'll take that all day. But damn it, the 15 home runs he hit in Toronto, and they said that was a finger issue. The power was kind of concerning when he came in. But I was like, oh, the Giants got him. He flashed the leather. What's been the highlight for Chapman this year? The series against the Pirates and Mets on the road, where his glove won him the games at the end.
Sounds like Wiggins.
But wow.
Oh, remember Wiggins? He had three good games in February.
Yeah.
Yeah, he can do it.
And this is the last thing about the Giant hitters. I just feel like I'm watching the same at bat over and over. The same pitch, the same thing getting them out. It's just like, man, and Estrada looks like he has been eating some tostadas. Like, I don't even like his body type anymore, Stani. So I don't know what's going on there. They're not fast.
But yet,
the math is still there.
Right. The math is still there.
And I owe you, there's no way he can hit 30 homers. There
wasn't any way he was going to hit 30 before the season.
No, like, here, I might give you the money during the break.
Well,
I got to have it first. Because
that'll raise my record in bets with you to like 11-1.
No, you've been on a little, about three in a row you lost.
No chance.
Stani, the Warriors road record?
That's the only one I've lost in 3 years.
Kings?
You lost that bet. You said the Kings would have a better record this past year than the year before. That bet.
Yeah. But there was one other, I think, during the
break. Yeah, right. Back in 2009.
Please.
Back in 2009. I may bet you on the postseason. I feel like betting you on that.
Well, that was for the cap. Like your Shanahan won't win it here.
Yeah, those don't count.
Yeah.
I won't hold yours against you. About Shanahan. Farhan Zaidi, by the way. Just a reminder, Goo, he signed a 2-year contract extension in October. Farhan Zaidi.
There's no furnace.
Zaidi. What?
I didn't even say his name today.
No,
I just said Farhan.
I was doing it like I said, John Sally.
Yeah. Now that's the classic.
Steiny, you don't know Chapman. Chapman loves baseball. Wiggins does not love basketball. Ooh, that's a strong statement.
And you can't just put it on one Giant. It's just a collective. Estimated eyes on the YouTube chat said Melvin couldn't rally squirrels around an acorn tree. What's up with bone meal, Stani? I just need more fire. Make me. And you got ran yesterday, but that was a different run. Like, I don't know, man. I'm just throwing it out there.
What are you, Billy Martin reincarnated?
He had the 27 Yankees in San Diego, and it didn't work last year. He got ran. And I know him and the GM didn't see eye to eye, but you couldn't get that team fixed.
Sometimes it is frustrating when you say, Bo Mel, he's too mild-mannered. Well, then why'd you hire him? He is who he is. You know who Bob Melvin was. He managed the A's. He managed the Padres. He's not a spread flipper.
And I guess I'm asking if he did that, would it matter? It doesn't work.
Hal McCray. Of course it wouldn't work. Yeah, how'd they do that year? They won 62 games when he hit the reporter with a phone. Yeah.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.